WTAW News. Time is 8:04. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The recent layoff at a Bryan-based call center is not expected to keep the company from receiving economic development incentives.
According to Research Valley Partnership CEO Todd McDaniel, Pencor Associates is supposed to maintain an $8 million annual payroll to receive a property tax break on their personal property investment. McDaniel says Pencor told them they were in compliance through October. The question remains if the layoff of 175, as reported by KBTX, will be enough to keep Pencor from hitting that mark this year. The RVP won't know the answer until February when Pencor submits payroll data and or capital investment information. Pencor met the $8 million payroll threshold 2 years ago, then slipped to $7.4 million last year. Companies invested $2 million in equipment, almost twice the requirement. And according to the county's website, they are current on paying property taxes, where Pencor did not get an incentive on the land or building. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station City Council has approved zoning changes that will add two convenience stores to town. Stripes will be building at Welborn Road and William D. Fitch. Stripes Director of Engineering and Construction, Michael Choate, says this location was part of a package deal.
And we have plans for about 6 to 8, maybe 10 locations here in the Bryant College Station area.
The council also approved going ahead with another C store whose ownership was not identified at Rock Prairie and Holloman. A small change in a contract opened the door at the last Bryant Council meeting for two opponents of assisting developers of a hotel and conference center in the Bio Corridor. The council, acting as the Commerce and Development Board, is selling land to the Traditions, which will in turn sell to those involved in the Atlas development, which Councilman Rafael Pena noted are run by the same person.
We have a gentleman who's president of an entity of Traditions is the same guy who's president of Atlas, who's himself selling it to himself, where the city gets a piece of the pie, a little bit of piece, but also he has the power to set whatever price he has. He sets himself.
City Manager Keene Register says if the purchase price is less than the appraised value, the city can protest the sale from Traditions to Atlas. The council approved the contract change on a 5-2 vote. The city will receive 35% of the proceeds from the land sale by Traditions to Atlas. It's the first time in 25 years the Bryan High football team has made a playoff run into the regionals. School and city officials invite Vikings fans to wear blue on Friday and line Oak Ridge Street leading out to the fieldhouse to wish the team well. The buses will be escorted off campus Friday afternoon at 3. Advance tickets for Friday night's game in Waller against Richmond George Ranch are on sale this morning and Friday morning from 8 until noon at the fieldhouse. WTAW News Time approaching 8:07. It's 48 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zorneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zorneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
8:09, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure will continue to head our way, and as it does so, it's going to be responsible for plenty of sunshine throughout the area today. Highs are going to top out very close to 70 degrees this afternoon. Should be a good travel day across the state. We'll have clear weather tonight. Lows will be 40 to 45. Sunshine's with us during the day tomorrow. Highs will be 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, clear 45. We'll have abundant sun on Friday. Highs Friday afternoon, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:09. My buddy Henry Mayo wanted me to remind folks, and so we will, that Museum of the American GI is about to open up beginning Friday, November the 28th at 10 in the morning.
Anybody grand reopening.
Stop by and see the collection of exhibits. I think this thing has a tremendous future. I really, really, really do. So anyhow, go out there
it's
and have
awesome.
A look at that. It is. It's outstanding. Get a chance to see the tanks that, by the way, operate. They really can use them.
You know,
they,
actually, you can win a ride on one of them.
Yeah. It's a neat deal. So, and the website is AmericanGIMuseum.org. AmericanGIMuseum.org, and they open up on Friday. So, if you got folks coming in, you know, you could do a lot worse than taking them out there to see that. Mayor's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm just fine.
Well, wait a minute. Now you can tell me.
I'm just terrific. Thank you.
Wonderful. Hey, you guys are just meeting later and later and later. You finished up after 10:30 the other night, huh?
It was closer to a quarter of 11.
Oh, man. Well, it's a good thing to get paid big bucks for it, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's
We had two birthdays, so we had three desserts.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, who were the birthdays?
Blanche is today.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday to Blanche.
And Steve Aldrich was Monday.
So what kind of treats did you have?
German chocolate cake for Steve.
Ooh.
Lemon meringue pie for Blanche. And we had dinner from Chewy, so we had tres leches.
all that sugar means you weren't going to sleep anyway.
You may as well stay active if that's if that's what you're going to do. Hey, we're getting a couple of new convenience stores. We're having that in the news. That's kind of interesting. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, got a lot. Well, there's just, and you know, I was looking over the agenda. I mean, just a tremendous amount of growth going out in South College Station. Just
absolutely.
A lot of things going there.
Yeah.
I did, one of the things that caught my eye and I kind of wanted to expand on a little bit is the, you've updated the oil and gas ordinance. And I know this is something that was discussed a lot with the testing. I know that Steve Ogden was in a couple of weeks ago to talk about it from a production standpoint. There was a lot of discussion then. And now you're looking at making some changes in the existing ordinance having to do with disposal wells and prohibiting those, and then also maybe changing some insurance and fee requirements. Can you give us a little bit more detail on that?
Yeah, well, on the fees, we're going to go up from $2,000 to $6,000 per permitted well. There's an awful lot of expense the city incurs with engineering, inspection, legal, risk management. So it really, really reflects our costs. And and that's what our peer cities are doing as well.
Okay, so I guess well, for y'all and for them too, how did we miss it by that much? Why do we need to triple that thing?
It hadn't been revised in quite some time.
Oh, okay. All right. So then, as far as insurance requirements, any significant changes there?
Yeah, from $25,000 to $100,000.
Okay. And you know, we're talking big numbers there, but we're talking big numbers at the pump too. I mean, they sell this product.
Well, not only that, I mean, to put up a well costs between $6 and $10 million, and then if it's productive, it's a $40 million a year revenue generator. So the $6,000 that we're charging is not a lot when you consider the overall scheme of things.
As the mayor, but as one member of council, was there anything not in this ordinance that you would have liked to have seen enacted?
No, not really. I thought, this was just a draft ordinance. We had discussion. We just were too full on. This was really a workshop item that we put on in the evening. We will have a public hearing and get input, and once the changes that we requested at the meeting Monday night get incorporated. The bill will go, the ordinance will go online on our website so that the public can see it and make written comments or come to the meeting on December 18th and speak to it.
Nancy Berry joining us this morning. And, you know, the reason I ask about this is because as we start to see a softening on the price of oil, I can see where, as long as it's within the terms of what their lease is, that the energy companies may decide to postpone starting their drilling. And so does that cause a problem as the city looks at that as you move on down the road? Do they decide, oh, we're going to wait a year and a half, for instance, before we make these wells productive?
I don't think that affects us. I mean, you know, it affects them. And generally speaking, when they decide they're going to drill, their rigs cost, you know, a couple of $100,000 to rent.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got a short time period that they want to get that well drilled and operational.
Sure, I understand. Okay, now let's go back to the Citizens Advisory Committee. And I don't know, I commented on this yesterday just on the show. Boy, it sure seems like we've been here. What's new and different?
Nothing. It's same old, same old. You know, we have a new group of students. We have, you know, the city is growing, so there's people here that weren't here for the last 9 iterations of this committee. Our staff is really working hard. We've got new police officers. We have new code enforcement officers. Our communications office is working overtime to reach out to students. And it's an effort that has to go on every single semester because we have new students. And so I'm not so keen to have the task force created, but we're going to discuss it at our strategic planning retreat. You know, it was suggested that we have somebody from neighborhood, somebody from council, somebody from code enforcement, someone from the apartment association, someone from the student housing office at A&M, investor, some students, neighborhood people. And those are it's the same makeup of all these other committees that, you know, have tried. And, you know, there's a recommendation or two that gets implemented and then over the years, it kind of gets pushed aside. And
well, it sounds like we're on the same. I mean, I likened it to, you know, 7 people standing there with a flashlight pointing at something and going, oh, yep, there it is. I mean, I don't see that anything else can necessarily be accomplished. College Station got into the mess that they're in from past councils and P&Zs, and so be it. I mean, I'm not throwing blame. I'm just saying this is a situation. It's kind of like as Homer Simpson says, one of the things you say is, well, it's like this when I got here, you know, yeah, which is where you are.
Exactly. And, you know, homeowners associations really help because they can contain or maintain the character of the neighborhood. And that's really what, you know, neighborhood integrity is. You want your neighborhood to be like it was when you moved in. It's the older areas in town that don't have neighborhood associations that tend to be the problem areas. Yeah. And
I'm not trying to be callous to it. It's just this is really where we are, though, now.
And we've had neighborhood plans that we've done one with South Knoll. We've done one with Eastgate. We've done one with Welburn. We've done one in Central College Station. I mean, so we're working on those neighborhood plans to assess what needs to be done there, you know, infrastructure-wise.
Yeah. Okay, you got a retreat coming up. Any other key things in there that necessarily would be of interest to folks as far as what you're going to do?
That's probably in late January, so we haven't set the agenda yet for that.
Gotcha. All right. What else you got for me today?
Well, today is the last day to sign up for our capital improvements project bonds committee, and we're looking for some citizens. You need to be a College Station resident and voter, and we're going to have 3 committees look at transportation, parks, and facilities. So if any of those areas are of interest to you, please sign up. You can do so by going to our website, cstx.gov/committees. And our city offices will be closed Thursday and Friday, and a happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yeah, and you too. You cooking turkey? You're going to have it? Yeah. Okay, well, have a good one, all right?
Thank you.
You bet. That's Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. We visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
The season is almost over. Time to name your all-pro team. Hi, Tim Light here, and with me is Bubba Dixon from Tom Light Chevrolet. There were a lot of great performances this year. What stands out in your mind?
Well, I have to tip my hat to the Chevy Silverado. It won North American Truck of the Year honors and still the longest-lasting, most dependable truck on the road.
The Chevy Silverado is definitely an all-pro truck. It's no wonder we carry the largest selection of new Silverados in the Brazos Valley.
Big selection and even bigger savings during our year-end clearance. Go to TomLight.com, compare our prices, and you'll never want to shop anywhere else. Come see us at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Year-end savings and worry-free ownership with our TLC package. 2 years of scheduled maintenance at no extra cost. A free car wash and service loaner with each new car purchase.
Only at Tom Light Chevrolet on East Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan and online at TomLight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer. Chevy, find new roads.
There is a lot of new economic data. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We earned and spent more money last month, but the increases in both categories were more modest than expected. The government says Americans' personal incomes and consumer spending both rose 0.2%. Orders for the most expensive manufactured products increased last month, led by a surge in defense spending. Durable goods orders were up 0.4% in October. There were more new faces on the unemployment lines last week. First-time claims for jobless benefits increased by 21,000 to 313,000. Mortgage demand declined last week. Bankers' data show total application volume was down more than 4% from the prior week. Deere & Company's profit declined in the latest quarter, but still topped Wall Street forecasts. However, Deere is warning it expects a sharp decline in farm equipment sales next year. Stock market futures are flat this hour. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 800-551-9026. That's 800-551-9026.
Big green fevers.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Tower Point is celebrating, yes, Thanksgiving, Christmas, but also our first anniversary. And we want to give everyone the perfect gift, a clean car. Now through December 31st, buy one hand car wash, get one free. Or, if you want a complete American Lube Center same-day service detail, starting at just $129.95, drop off and pick up. Or make it easy on yourself. Call and we will do it for you. Celebrate now until December 31st. Our gift to your families from all the American Lube Center family.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's Aggie Kubota. Dealers.com.
Texas A&M and LSU tomorrow night at Kyle Field. 6:30 is kick time. We'll broadcast the game at 5:30 on this radio station. Tickets still remain for the game. You can call 1-888-99-AGGIE for information about your ticket to the game tomorrow night. We expect well over 100,000 again for this one, as we have for each game this year at the redeveloped Kyle Field. Tigers own the series with 29 wins. The Aggies have 20 victories. There have been three ties. LSU has won the last three, last year winning it in Baton Rouge 34-10. Last A&M win was here in College Station in 95, 33-17. Aggies had won five in a row with that game, dating back to the 1991 season at Kyle Field when they won it 45-7. So it's A&M and LSU tomorrow night at Kyle Field. We'll hear from Coach Sumlin tomorrow on the next Aggie Report. I'm Dave South.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Today, my three must-have travel apps for trains, planes, and automobiles. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Here's former Mayor Rudy Giuliani with an important message for holiday shoppers.
Black Friday and Cyber Monday kick off the holiday shopping season. Every gift we buy at the mall, in a store, or online increases our risk of identity theft. And it can take you years to fix it.
Look, no one can stop all identity theft. But the most comprehensive identity theft protection available comes from LifeLock. Enjoy peace of mind while shopping this holiday season with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. It goes beyond just monitoring ATM and credit card transactions. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, even the equity in your home. Don't let identity thieves spoil your holidays. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus now. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10%. Call 1-800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841. Network doesn't cover all transactions. With Thanksgiving just a day away, AAA is forecasting 46 million people will travel more than 50 miles from home by car, the most since 2007. 3.6 million will fly. So here are my three free must-have apps to make it all a bit easier. Number one, download FlightAware. I've been using it for years. You'll see the status of every airline flight in the world, gate changes, delays, cancellations, you name it. Number two, if you're traveling by train, download the Amtrak app, simply called Amtrak. And number three, if you're traveling by car, the top free traffic app is called SigAlert. Download it and be sure you also have the free app Google Maps. It works on both iPhones and Androids. Google Maps provides turn-by-turn guidance to any address in the world. And remember, keep up on all the breaking tech news at news.commando.com and follow all the major Black Friday deals at commando.com/Black Friday. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Sunday nights are special on KX with the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band Show. Sunday nights at 11, known for its precision military marching formations, the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band is the largest military marching band in the nation. Join Dr. Bruce Bockhorn for a look at life inside the band and see their halftime drill. It all starts with NBC's Sunday Night Football, Aggie Sports Overtime, and the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band Show. Only on KX, your Fightin' Texas Aggie Band Station. KX, local people, living here, working here.
I moved to the Brazos Valley in 1990. I brought my young family here so that our children would have a great place to grow up. Over that time, we learned to love the Brazos Valley and the people in it. The weather in the Brazos Valley can be a real challenge. Now, it can go from days on end of 100-degree weather to really cold weather in the winter, even snowy weather. I love the people in the Brazos Valley, and I want to serve them with the most experienced forecasting that's available.
Join KX Chief Meteorologist Bob French weekdays on KX HD News.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Wine's Fruity Secret. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. If you've been looking around a wine shop for the perfect bottle to pair with your Thanksgiving turkey, you've probably seen a Pinot Noir advertised as having notes of cherries and plums, or a Viognier with essence of apricot. But where do these subtle aromas come from? Do vintners add fruit flavorings to their wine? Not according to University of Leuven geneticist Kevin Verstreppen. He says the yeasts used in winemaking actually produce those fruity flavors in order to attract pollinating insects like fruit flies.
Some of these chemicals that yeasts are making are really identical to the ones that ripening fruits produce. But of course, they might make them in different concentrations. Plus, they make a whole mixture of it. And then you get other flavors from grapes.
So a wine's nose can sometimes be hard to pin down. This Thanksgiving, you might want to raise a glass to the humble fruit fly. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News time is 8:30. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. Just after midnight this morning, College Station police were called to a residence on Luther Street, one block east of Welburn, for a civil disturbance. An investigation revealed someone had been struck in the head with an object and is currently hospitalized. A press release did not provide additional details. The case is under investigation as an aggravated assault. It's being called Blue Friday and not Black Friday in Bryan. The theme is promoting the Bryan High football team's first appearance in the regional playoffs in 25 years. City and school officials are hoping for a crowd of Viking fans wearing blue lining Oak Ridge Street from the Fieldhouse to Briarcrest. The buses are leaving Friday afternoon at 3. Kickoff for Friday night's game in Waller against Richmond George Ranch is at 6. Bryan gets the home side of the stadium. Advance tickets are on sale at the Fieldhouse this morning and Friday morning from 8 until noon. Two more convenience stores are coming to College Station. The City Council approved zoning changes for an undisclosed owner at Holloman and Rock Prairie that won't have fuel pumps. The other, which will have fuel, is located at Fitch and Welburn, and that becomes the second BCS location of Stripes.
We feel like that we've made some significant concessions in working with the planning and zoning staff, and realizing that this has been a particular site that's been challenging at best for everybody, but certainly a very viable, doable track for us.
Stripes Director of Engineering and Construction Michael Choate says they plan on 6 to 10 stores in the Twin Cities. The Bryan City Council at its last meeting approved a small change in the sale of land that will eventually become a hotel and conference center in the Bio Corridor. Rafael Pena, one of two council members who voted no, pointed out to City Manager Keene Register the same person in charge of the Traditions, which is buying the land from the city, will be selling it to himself as president of the Atlas Development.
Let's say Traditions wanted to sell it at $1 a square foot or something low in nature. And
you would have the ability to protest that. We would have the ability to protest that per the contract. If they wanted to sell the land for less than it is valued at, we have the ability to protest that.
The amount of land needed for the Atlas Town Center project was more than first thought, requiring the contract the council approved by a 5-2 vote. We'll know next spring whether this month's layoffs at a Bryan-based call center results in reduced economic and development incentives.
Almost 4 years ago, the Research Valley Partnership announced Ping Crow Associates was coming to town with plans to hire 550. RVP CEO Todd McDaniel says they're one of the largest primary job employers in Brazos County. In the first full year of operation, Ping Crow met a payroll requirement of $8 million to receive a property tax break on equipment valued at more than $2 million. Last year, payroll dropped to $7.4 million. And McDaniel was told Penn Crow was on its way to meeting the $8 million goals recently as last month. But whether that'll happen is not known following the report from KBTX that 175 employees are getting laid off. McDaniel says they're supposed to receive this year's payroll information by the first week of February. Then the RVP will generate a compliance report around April 1st when governmental units will decide whether to grant tax abatements. The break Ping Crow receives is only on $2 million of equipment, not the land and call center building on University east of the freeway that's valued at $4.5 million. A check on the county's website indicates Ping Crow is current on paying property taxes, and McDaniel says local services have been paid. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The former acting dean of the Bush School is leaving Aggieland. Andrew Card has been named president of Franklin Pierce University in New Hampshire. Card, who served both Bush presidential administrations, and his wife Kathleen, who was an associate pastor at A&M United Methodist Church, has been here about 3.5 years. The U.S. Department of Justice will not bring charges against the Bastrop County Sheriff's deputy accused of injuring a Cedar Creek student after they tased him.
Deputy Randy McMillan used his stun gun on Noe Nino de Rivera last November while trying to break up a fight. McMillan claimed Nino de Rivera came at him aggressively. The federal agency sent a letter to the boy's mother explaining their action. Family attorney Adam Lowy says he's disappointed but not surprised.
We wanted this officer to be indicted, but as we saw last night in Ferguson, Missouri, it is almost impossible in this country for police officers to get indicted for killing or seriously hurting citizens.
Lowy says the family received a $750,000 settlement from the county already, which he considers a win. He says Noe is still receiving therapy, but is much better. In Austin, Carol Nelson, TSN News.
In Manor, police have arrested a man on charges of assaulting a family member, arson, and animal cruelty. 61-year-old Olin Gist told officers an argument led to punching his ex-wife in the head. After the ex-wife and their daughter went to the hospital, Gist admitted to pouring gasoline around their home and setting a fire that killed the daughter's dog. In Austin, EMTs rescued a man Tuesday who dropped his keys and then fell about 40 feet into a concrete utility box. Rescuers rappelled to reach the victim, who was taken to the hospital with fractures, dislocations, and other injuries. Another man who was with the victim made the initial call for help, and if you're wondering, the keys were recovered. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 47 degrees. We'll have more news coming up today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Norman G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3800 F2-wheel drive 38-horsepower tractor with power steering and 5-foot pasture shredder with front and rear chain guards, 5-foot box blade for $15,195. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $14,195. That's a monthly payment of only $194. At Norman G. Tractor, you get zero down payment, you get 60 months interest-free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed prices, shop Norman G. Tractor. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR, Norman G., Texas. See us at normangtractor.com, voted best of the Brazos for 13 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
This is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Tower Point is celebrating, yes, Thanksgiving, Christmas, but also our first anniversary. And we want to give everyone the perfect gift, a clean car. Now through December 31st, buy one hand car wash, get one free. Or if you want a complete American Lube Center same day service detail, starting at just $129.95, drop off and pick up. Or make it easy on yourself. Call and we will do it for you. Celebrate now until December 31st. Our gift to your families from all the American Lube Center family.
Attention! Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-220-3283. 1-800-220-3283.
1-800-220-3283. Call 1-800-220-3283. 1-800-220-3283.
838, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure will continue to head our way, and as it does so, it's going to be responsible for plenty of sunshine throughout the area today. Highs are going to top out very close to 70 degrees this afternoon. Should be a good travel day across the state. We'll have clear weather tonight. Lows will be 40 to 45. Sunshine's with us during the day tomorrow. Highs will be 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, clear 45. We'll have abundant sun on Friday. Highs Friday afternoon, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Students at Keene University. It's really Keene.
Okie doke.
Keene University in New Jersey. Want to know why school officials spent nearly $250,000 on a conference table? Students shocked when the public university forked out $219,000 on the ornate 22-foot oak table with built-in speakers. Oh, by the way, it was made in China. Joseph Cryan, who's an assemblyman, isn't impressed with the purchase either. He says whether or not it's legal, it's certainly not ethical, and it's a waste of taxpayer money. So there. In what world, you know, where was the echo chamber when they sat down and decided they were going to spend that money?
Oh, we've earned it.
I guess. Susie Orman reportedly leaving her Saturday night CNBC gig in March. She's been doing that for 14 years to do a weekday series called Susie Orman's Money Wars. Variety says it's still not clear whether the show will be rolled out for cable TV or put into syndication. David Kim was sentenced to up to 5 years in prison this week for breaking into and stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of property from a $7.5 million New York City Upper West Side townhouse shortly after he had sold it to a happy couple living there. According to the New York Post, Kim sold the house and waited 8 months until the homeowners left town. He took artwork. A source says this guy stole almost everything from their house, even the humidifiers, the cigar boxes, and all the women's purses. Over 72 hours, he made repeated trips up to and from the building, hauling away Louis Vuitton accessories, Gucci wallet, crystal pen, passport holders, electronics, and artwork. Allegedly stored the treasure trove in his apartment on the same block. Sell it and then keep the key? Is that what he did?
Sounds like it. Don't you usually change the locks?
Well, I would think you would.
That would
be
prudent.
Yeah, I mean, I know you probably want to, you know. Strange world we live in. It's great when parents love their kids unconditionally. That's the way it should be. But there are times.
As a dad of more than one, go ahead, Scott.
There are times when your kids need to be loved and have their butts kicked, and sometimes even loved and have the cops called. And that's what one Ohio dad did. Didn't hesitate to do that when he found a camera and a memory card in his 15-year-old son's dirty laundry. Popped a card in the computer, got the shock of his life, called the police. The father, whose identity isn't revealed, said he was stunned by the photos of the woman from the neighborhood with a viewpoint from outside her window.
Oh.
Didn't take long for dad to conclude perhaps, mayhap, son was doing the peeping Tom thing with the videos. So, first thing he did was call the police, and there you go. He said his second thought never entered his mind. He said, that's what you do. So, Twitter dipping its toes into discount waters with a new test digital coupon. Company is trying out tweets as coupons option. It's called Twitter Offers. What do you boys think?
I don't do Twitter.
Yeah. I don't do coupons.
Well, it sounds like Twitter. Sounds like we're ooh then on that.
Yeah.
We're zero. Yeah, I'll see how that works out. The piano used in the Humphrey Bogart Ingrid Bergman movie Casablanca sold at auction Monday for $3.4 million. Bottoms Auction House said the piano, which was one of two used in the film, was the most important one.
since it hid the letters of transit signed by General de Gaulle, then cannot be rescinded, even not even questioned, right there under the hinged lid. It also had a wad of chewing gum stuck on the other side of the keyboard by one of the actors, perhaps a stagehand. The other piano, the one in the Paris flashback scene, sold for $602,000 at Sotheby's back in December of 2012. Also, those famous transit letters, they were sold on Monday for $118,000, along with the doors from Rick's Cafe, which went for $115,000, and the Cowardly Lion costume from The Wizard of Oz sold for $3.07 million. What are you going to do with that?
Wow.
What are you going to do with it? I mean, that's fine. I mean, obviously, those folks don't have to try to make the mortgage.
I'm going to run.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you get a mannequin and you put it in that, and then again, it has to. It's old. I mean, you're going to have to do something to keep it the elements from getting to it and making it deteriorate even more. Mm-hmm. All right, the people at Cambridge, you know, how many people go, hey, my kid went to Cambridge? That's pretty cool. I mean, that's big time. Cambridge has some unwanted attention after students apparently held a contest to see who has the best rear end.
The best butt at Cambridge.
I'm just saying, they're just like any other college when you get down to something like that. See, they can be all hoity-toity when they want to, but then there's some things that are just universal when it comes to being a college student. 12 undergraduates posed for pictures naked from the waist down.
Oh, my.
Yes, for Cambridge's Best Bums Contest. 6 male, 6 female contestants featured in the student newspaper. Students being asked to vote for their favorites online. Officials for the school have refused to comment on the competition.
Well, of course they have.
Oh, hey, kids are kids, all right?
Hi, this is Bill Oliver. This Christmas, Blue Baker and WTAW is asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. Choose a Christmas angel from the tree set up inside both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominick Drive in College Station and 800 University Drive across from the Hilton College Station. Then shop for your angel. Drop off the wrapped gifts at the tree, and we'll do the rest. The deadline to drop off angel gifts, December 10th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey, and today I wanted to give some publicity to the man behind the scenes of Christmas Angels. It's a project we've done for years and years here at Bryan Broadcasting. Josh Hurt will be organizing some 500 to 700 kids. Is that how many we have this year?
We have 500 kids this year from all around the Brazos Valley. So,
500 kids, and all kids that wouldn't otherwise have Christmas if we didn't have this project. So we're going into the Thanksgiving break. I thought now would be a good time to get you in here. Maybe tell families about a new project they can adopt when the family's all in town. You know, they're thinking about things they're thankful for and reasons they're thankful, and maybe they could think about adopting a Christmas angel this year. So what is Christmas Angels exactly?
We have trees set up at two separate locations of Blue Baker, the Dominick and University Drive locations, and there's little paper angels on the tree with a little Christmas wish list from the children. We have the opportunity to get Christmas to those people, and you have the opportunity to adopt these children and provide them with a Christmas and just really do something great this holiday season. And you know, when you're out shopping for yourself, it's not hard to, you know, grab a board game, grab a bike, grab something so that, you know, they have a Christmas. And Christmas is so important. It kind of instills, the sense of giving into people, and it's something that they'll remember for the rest of their lives. I mean, you know, when you got a toy you always wanted for Christmas and how you probably still remember that, and it has a large impact on these kids' lives, and it's something great that you can do for the community because these kids are from the Brazos Valley. So definitely think about that. It's a lot of fun. It's really fun shopping for the kids, and if you have kids, you can bring them out and they can pick out an angel of a kid that's their age, and they can actually shop for a child that's less fortunate, and they can actually provide another child their age with a Christmas, which is pretty cool.
Something that I think people should think about, you know, waking up on Christmas and not having what you're used to having. Christmas Angels is a way for these kids to actually experience a Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, and there are plenty of families that have called in, and they adopted, you know, a larger number of angels, but because they have larger families and they all come from all over the place and to Bryan College Station, so it's something they do as a family is they go out and they pick up these Christmas angels and they go and shop with their entire family, and it's something they really like, and a lot of them have made it a part of their holiday tradition is to give, and I think that's fantastic.
And what are the dates? I know the trees are up now. People have already been adopting both at Blue Baker and on our website, which is...
MyChristmasAngels.com.
Easy way to do it if you don't want to hit up Blue Baker. When are the dates to return these presents?
The wrapped gifts need to be dropped off at the Blue Baker's, or they can be returned to the station by December 10th.
December 10th.
So December 10th is the deadline. Getting them wrapped and marked and brought back to us around that time at the Blue Baker locations is best.
Make sure that you have labeled all of the presents. I know it says that on that card, but he's keeping up with 500 different kids, and each of those 500 kids has multiple presents, so make sure they are all marked clearly with the angel number that you picked.
Definitely look into it. It's something that's great. I already have my angel picked out. To 8-year-old girl, all she wanted was a skateboard, which is something I can definitely get behind, and just pick them out. It's an awesome thing to do, and like I said, there's multiple ways to get involved, whether you're an organization, you're a business, you're a family, and you can also make donations at MyChristmasAngels.com, and the donations are great. If you don't have the time to shop, I completely understand that. People get very, very busy around this time of year. We're really busy this time of year, and the donations help a lot, and they allow us to... you know, provide presents. You know, we can go shop for them. We have no problem shopping for the presents. It's just if you want to make a donation, that's just as good as having the presents for the kids. And we really appreciate anything that you can offer.
Find out more at MyChristmasAngels.com. I'm Katie Dempsey. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Gun Corps opened a brand new location on Texas Avenue in College Station just in time for the craziness that is Black Friday. To celebrate their new digs and the start of the shopping season, Gun Corps is knocking 10% off all accessories and optics. And they'll have great package deals in their camo Gun Corps stockings. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. Go visit the guys on Texas Avenue across from the Kettle in College Station in the same shopping center as Prospectors. They're veteran-owned and operated. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical.
Texas A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Texas A&M Transportation Services wants you to know all about the convenient game day parking for $15 and $20. Public pay parking lots are located off University Drive in Stotzer, near the Bonfire Memorial, Veterinary Medical Center, Bush Library, and Central and Northside parking garages. There are free shuttles that run the mini campus lots, as well as the Get to the Grid shuttle to and from Post Oak Mall. For more information, please visit the new destination Aggieland app or transport.tamu.edu.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW, about 9 minutes till. I don't know if you saw the story. This big chunk of concrete fell off a truck and was blocking traffic yesterday. And so what they have to do is they got to get officers out there to direct traffic so that they can, you know, stop it and get this thing straightened out. So... according to a College Station Police probable cause statement that was issued, one of the officers is out there directing traffic, and apparently somebody gets out of their car and walks up and begins, well, kind of berating them for holding up traffic, and then started using the magic word many times.
Oh, my.
Yes, talking about how badly the traffic was backed up, and... the officer, I think, basically tried to explain that they needed to get back into their car, to which several other phrases, which we probably could use on the radio, but it would cost us a whole lot of money. And then he apparently put his fist up in the officer's face.
Oh, that's never a good idea.
And showed him the little magic sign on top of that. And if that were not enough, comes back a third time. Now, in the meantime, people are driving by. They're rolling their windows down, yelling at this guy who's yelling at the officer. The officer tells him, get on the crosswalk and get back to your car. So the defendant starts making baby steps while he's walking away. And I don't know who this guy is. Well, I do, but I'm not going to say his name. I don't care who he is. But what in the world makes you think you need to be doing that? No, nowhere in there does it say that they are in any sort of an altered state of consciousness or any kind of any kind of controlled substances involved.
Obviously not condoning.
No.
There are times where you're just and tired.
And, yes.
And, a day over 21.
Oh, that might be it.
No, I take it back.
No,
they're 21.
No, yeah, they are. They're older than that. But anyhow. Sometimes it's just not worth it. You don't get paid enough to have to put up with that. Lady in Australia got swallowed up by a backyard sinkhole. 52-year-old Christina Beaumont was helping a friend hang laundry outside when a hole in the ground opened up out of nowhere. At one point, her head completely was underwater. She was trapped in the hole for 20 minutes before help arrived. I've fallen. I can't get up. Beaumont was rescued without injury. A little bit shaken up, obviously. Experts say the sinkhole was caused by an old well on the property that had never been filled in. So, there you are. Aren't you glad you don't live in Berkeley, California?
Every,
for so many reasons.
Every day.
You know, I was talking to the mayor after we finished our conversation that in Berkeley, I think they spent $35,000 to put warning stickers on gas pumps.
Don't drink it?
No, saying that internal combustion engines injured the ozone layer.
Oh, that's right. I remember we talked about that.
Right, so they put the bumper, they put the warning labels on the gas pumps, which, Well, animal activists in California held a funeral for a frozen chicken. The California-based group Direct Action Everywhere showed up at a Berkeley grocery store to conduct their funeral. In a video of the incident, a man is seen selecting frozen chicken from the freezer section before yelling, "It's not food, it's violence." Mourners in black suddenly appeared carrying flowers, and the chicken was lowered into a casket. The group has organized similar protests before.
Tastes like chicken. That's because it's chicken.
Just saying, it's Berkeley, California. Be there if you want to. This year, the six-person crew of the International Space Station will have a traditional Thanksgiving dinner with freeze-dried, thermostabilized, freeze-dried, thermostabilized taste that will remind you of. Yeah. NASA.gov says the menu for Thursday includes irradiated smoked turkey, thermostabilized candied yams, and freeze-dried green beans and mushrooms, crunch, crunch. The meal also will feature NASA's own freeze-dried cornbread dressing. Just add water. Dessert features the thermostabilized cherry cobbler as well. Oh, man, does that sound butterly wonderful. By the way.
Yes?
If you want to try something a little different tomorrow on Thanksgiving, instead of mashed potatoes, use cauliflower.
I've seen the...
Oh, listen, we eat it at the house. It's outstanding.
Really?
It's outstanding. It is. It is really, really good. Anyway, give it a try.
Interesting.
Just saying. Don't know for sure, but it may work. While we're talking about the International Space Station, manufactured the first 3D printed object in space this week. You know, NASA says.
Oh, yeah, I remember we talked about that.
Yeah, Barry Butch Wilmore installed the printer last week, and on Tuesday, ground controller sent a command for the printer to make a spare part for itself. The hope is the 3D printer will be able to create those replacement parts for the space station and other long-term missions. So at least apparently it's worked once there. And let's see, we got, 3 minutes till. I got to finish up the business so we can do our... we're back tomorrow, by the way. If you're not here, we will be. Be thinking of us, because we'll be thinking of you. And, travel safely if you're going to be doing that, too.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Tomorrow, the most unhealthy foods. We'll let you know what those are.
We'll just be eating all of them.
Yeah, just to see if they happen to be on your list. And so, but 90% of us will eat turkey. 9% will eat ham. 2% will also serve pork or beef, and 1% will serve chicken. America's favorite pies will be, the Lenox China Company tells us, pumpkin number one at 63%, followed by apple at 26%. Sure, thanks a lot. I'll get to it in just a minute. Pecan 7, lemon meringue 6, sweet potato pie, chocolate cream pie, coconut custard pie. Any of those would work.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those would be just fine. Be all right. Okay.
I like pie.
Do you like pie? I like pie.
You like pie?
I like pie.
Anybody else like pie?
Well, President likes pie.
Does he? Let's see.
I like pie. You like pie too?
You're right. This date in 1778, the Hawaiian Islands. Captain Cook became the first European to visit Maui.
Wow, cool.
Cowabunga, dude. 1917, National Hockey League was formed with the Montreal Canadiens. The Carnarvon became the first people to enter the tomb of King Tutankhamun. Didn't end so well for them, as I recall. And in 1942, the film Casablanca opened in theaters. 1942. And Round Rock Police in 2006... stumped after receiving 49 emergency calls coming from an unregistered cell phone. They finally figured out it was a 7-year-old calling from his elementary classroom.
Oh, jeez.
They could hear the kids in the background. They came and confiscated it, called his parents, said, he's misbehaving. All right, going to be near 70 today. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.
Fox News, right.